From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Environmental groups are reporting a recent string of wood stork deaths. They say the fatalities could be linked to record high rainfall. WGCU's John Davis reports.
The dead wood storks have mostly been found in and around the Corkscrew Swamp Sanctuary, Big Cypress National Preserve, and Fakahatchee Strand Preserve State Park. The Charlotte Harbor Environmental Center's Thomas Hecker says last week he saw several wood storks killed by vehicles along the eastern edge of the Fakahatchee Strand.
They had feathers on their head, which probably means they were born last spring. You know, they had a good spring a year ago. And then within the forest, you would see them. And if you really wanted to, if you had a net or something, you could just probably run up and capture them.
Hecker believes lack of food is making the birds lethargic and more susceptible to vehicle strikes. He says other dead birds have been found deeper in the woods where they would not have been killed by cars. The birds hunt for fish in shallow wetlands, and in the dry season, prey is usually concentrated. But this year, heavy rainfall has dispersed their food source, making it more difficult for the birds to survive. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service officials say they're monitoring the situation. The bird's protection status was downgraded from endangered to threatened in 2014 due to population growth along coastal wetlands in Georgia and South Carolina. But South Florida wildlife advocates say the stability of the wood stork population remains in question. John Davis, WGCU News.